Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Beyoncé surprises us yet again at the Super Bowl as we take you to some of the game's biggest parties. We celebrate Black History Month with one of Beyoncé's closest confidants. Hang out with Black and give you this week's Billboard Hot 100. It's Monday, February 12th, aka the day after the Super Bowl. I'm Tetris Kelly and this is Billboard News. It's Beyoncé and Taylor's world. We just live in it. Evidence presented to the court last night.
Oh, it's coming in hot.
That's right, some 5G. The network is crazy powerful. I bet you can't break that.
Bet I can.
Beyoncé will always break the internet, and she did just that during the Super Bowl with a commercial and, yes, brand new music.
St. Texas, oh. Ain't no holding.
Beyoncé says, "Yeehaw," and I say, "Where's my cowboy hat?" The queen of, well, everything partnered with Verizon for a commercial about breaking the internet, and it was hilarious.
How about the first woman to launch the first rocket for the first performance in space?
Verizon didn't break.
You ain't gonna break me.
Still works.
Okay, they ready. Drop the new music.
And she delivered by announcing Renaissance Act 2 is coming March 29th. And we already have two singles from the new country album. She gifted us Texas Hold'em.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down.
And 16 Carriages.
16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride.
And my thing is, Black people created dance music, Act 1. Black people created country music, Act 2. Is Act 3 gonna be rock? Well, I could speculate all day, but for now, I'll say thank you, Queen, for taking ownership and doing it flawlessly.
You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation.
I'll probably just be telling the world.
For Black History Month, Billboard is celebrating by highlighting some of the greatest Black executives in music. And today, we're celebrating Yvette Noel Schur. Beyoncé is Black culture, but as we learned in the Renaissance Tour film, it takes a village, and perched at the top of that village is Yvette Noel Schur. A powerhouse publicist, Yvette has spent over three decades representing the biggest stars through her top-tier skills of strategy and execution. In 2010, she was a senior vice president at Sony, but was ready to launch her own independent PR firm. She started Schur Media Group with her husband, David Schur. She worked with chart toppers like Mariah Carey before being introduced to Destiny's Child.
And when I started working with Beyoncé and all of the ladies of Destiny's Child, they were 14-year-old girls.
A busy woman, she is also the primary publicist for the production company Parkwood Entertainment, the catalyst for projects like Black is King. Kelly Rowland has called what she does brilliant, with Tina Knowles Lawson saying, "She's one of the most trusted people in my family's life." But to know Yvette is to know she runs the world while being one of the most humble to do it. She's a boss. She's a mom, she's a wife, or as the queen says, she's a diva.
Diva is a female version of a hustler.
Today, we celebrate her.
Hey, this is Black, and these are five things that you may not know about me. One thing that you may not know about me is I really, really love and enjoy road trips. Anytime that I can have a moment to pack my car up and go, whether it's North California, South California, North Georgia, South Georgia, I love to get in my car and drive as far as I can drive. Another thing that you may not know about me is, or you might know about me, solitude is like one of my most favorite things in the world. I can sit in silence for hours and hours and hours and just be at peace, so nothing is wrong with me. I'm not depressed, I'm not sad or anything. I just enjoy my space and I enjoy peace and quiet. Because I prefer to work in the morning time. The 5 to 7 a.m. window is a really, really creative window for me to work. I used to do late night sessions, but now I prefer super early morning sessions. When I was a kid, I had a big issue eating vegetables. It was like, I could sit at the table for hours with my head like this and just be playing with my food, or I would just like spread it out, make it look like I ate it. Sometimes I take it to the bathroom, scrape it in the toilet, scrape it in the trash, but it was a serious, like, I'm just not rocking with these. I hate a great portion of white substances, so milk, I hate it. Mayonnaise, I hate it. Vanilla ice cream, I hate it. Whipped cream, I hate it. Yeah, anything that's like reminiscent of those, I don't really rock with at all. But milk is at the top of the list. I really, really despise milk.
And now it's time to bring it back to the game where we were at all the hottest Vegas events. Like Justin Bieber might not have made it to the stage to join Usher, but we caught him up close and personal.
Billboard, baby! Billboard, baby! What a year I had with Billboard last year.
Billboard was all over Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58. And from Justin Bieber to Travis Scott, the Kardashians to Cascade. We're taking you behind the scenes in Billboard All Access. Ciara brought the goodies to the Fanatics party that had an out-of-this-world guest list. Justin Bieber made it to the party that also had Ice Spice before she met up with Taylor. And pretty much all the Kardashians were there for performances by T-Pain, Travis Scott, and more. We also made it to the Bud Light Backyard concert where we caught Zach Bryan perform. And then we went to the game with Cascade.
Hey, what's up? This is Cascade. We're here with Billboard. Come follow along as I rock the party here at Super Bowl 58.
He brought all the beats to the field at Allegiant Stadium. And we got to hang with Live Nation and the stars at the Field Club to see that game-winning play. And it's Monday, so you know what we gotta do, run down the charts. This is the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 for the week dated February 17th. Grammy's Love sees Flowers back in the top 10.
I can buy myself flowers.
Agoura Hills dips to number 9.
I wanna show you all, I wanna show you all.
Fast Car sees a similar post-Grammy bump.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
As Tate McRae falls 2 spots to 7.
Sure of yourself, baby, don't get greedy.
Zach and Casey stay put at 6.
I remember everything.
And more Grammy gains for SZA, who jumps 5 spots to 5. Summer slips a spot to number 4, while Benson Boone hits a new number 3 piece.
These beautiful things that I've got, please stay.
Teddy Swims flies up to number 2 with Lose Control.
I lose control.
And grabbing a 5th non-consecutive week at number 1 is Jack Harlow's Lovin' On Me.
But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby.
That was a really fun show. Well, I hope you thought so. Come back tomorrow for my interview with Tiny, and we hang out with the cast of One Love. Peace. I gotta get to Disneyland to see if Travis and Taylor are down there. No, seriously, where are my ears?